It's an ageless album, Jim. On March 10th, 1973, Harvest Records released Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd in the United States. And this was an album that the band had been working on for quite some time. They had developed the songs during live performances, and they performed an early version of the album in February 1972 at the Rainbow Theatre in London, a full year before the album was released.
And weren't those fans lucky, and they didn't know.
Exactly. The critics raved about it. They said it was some of the best music Pink Floyd had ever made. The album itself was recorded from June 1972 to January 1973 at the famous Abbey Road Studios in London. And it was a unified piece of music. The songs flowed into each other using special sound effects and spoken word excerpts. It took a lot of the concepts and ideas that Pink Floyd had used in their earlier albums. This was their eighth album. But it was a much more unified piece of work than anything they'd done before. It looked at themes of greed, the passage of time, themes of mental illness, which was partly inspired by the mental breakdown of one of their founding members, Syd Barrett, in the late 60s. And people absolutely responded to it. Roger Waters, their bassist, said that he played the album for his wife, and she burst into tears at the end of it. So he says, right at that moment, I knew that we were going to find an audience. It certainly did. Dark Side of the Moon remained on the U.S. album charts for 741 total weeks from 1973 to 1988. And no other album has ever done this.
That's astounding.
It only was number one for 1 week, but it hung around the charts for 741 total weeks. The album sold an estimated 45 million copies worldwide. It's one of the best-selling albums of all time. And moreover, Dark Side of the Moon elevated Pink Floyd from a respected mid-level rock band to a global superstar act, where they remained right up until the end of their career.
Technology also helped this album because we were so familiar with it, and by the time the 90s rolled around and CDs came out, we had almost a fresh listen to it.
Yeah, it was always a favorite among headphone listeners because of the depth of the production and the complexity of it all. FM radio stations of the 1970s would often play the entire record side as one track flowed into the next. In addition, it had a couple hit singles, Time, Money. Everybody knew the music, and it seemed like every subset of music fans found something to like about it. Its appeal went right across the board, and it is 43 years old this week.
Speaking of numbers, we like our favorite number. That's the top 20 countdown. Ray McDonald is your host. Ray's also on Twitter.
At Ray on the Hits.
Follow him. Listen to him. Thanks for joining us, Ray.
Thank you, Jim.
The time is gone. The song is over. Thought I'd something more to say.